WPFWFM.org. WPFW, building a better world, one broadcast at a time.
Shalimar, War and Too Short. Come to Bethesda Theater in the month of August. More information at BethesdaTheater.com.
I'm Candy Shannon, and you are tuned to member-supported WPFW Washington.
You know, nowadays it seems like there's a lot of bad things going on, and I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it, seems to still stem from lack of feelings on our parts and how we relate or communicate with our fellow brothers and sisters. Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that just by getting to know each other and talking to the people. Who can you turn to tell your troubles? Tell them to. You can't go around wondering what it is you gotta do. You gotta be ready and willing to make a move. Nobody can push you if you don't wanna move. You suffer, cry, and hate, and live the American way. Fly the hateful skies of America. Fly the American way. Gotta talk to the people. Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Tell them how you feel.
Gotta talk to them. Tell them how you feel. Good morning, Chip. Yeah. Hey, it's been an interesting 2 weeks, guys. We haven't been with you for a couple of weeks. And, you know, a lot of news has come under that flow downstream. And this morning, we're going to get your reactions to a lot of it. So, everything from, you know, Biden stepping away, Kamala Harris is stepping in. You know, it's been quite a tumultuous 10 days. A lot has flipped, as they say. A lot has flipped. So, Chip, are you with us? Okay, Chip is muted, so let's see here.
How about that? Can you hear me?
Yeah, now we can hear you.
There we go.
What's up, man?
Who's muting me behind my back?
And that's Mike on the boards, keeping us in touch with each other.
Good morning, fellas.
Yeah. So, we haven't been with you guys for the past 2 weeks. And because we had some very, very important programming that needed to be done. I hope you guys listened to the candidates forum last week, because WPFW, you know, is listener sponsored station, and we have elections coming up, and so it's very important that you folks listen to what the candidates have to say about joining our local station board. And you can find out more about that on the WPFW website, okay? And by all means, do so. The election will take place this fall. Over the next few weeks or so, you'll hear more and more about, you know, the elections and so on. So pay attention and participate.
Okay? Participate.
Participate, you know? All right. Chip.
Yes.
It's been a wild week, man, or two.
Yeah. Well, a couple of weeks. Long time no hear. Yep.
I know. And a lot has happened during those 2 weeks. I guess the big earthquake was, you know, Biden stepping away.
Right.
From his campaign, saying, "Hey, I'm gonna step down, move on." And Kamala Harris, the Vice President of the United States,
stepping up
big time.
Yeah,
and has energized the Democrats and Independents, Blacks, young voters, white voters. It's energized quite a few constituencies out there, raising all kinds of money.
That's right.
$310. I had $310.
No, you're not talking about the money. You're not talking about the money I raised at home. I'm talking about
$310 million.
That's right.
In the month of July. Which sets a record for candidates raising money, you know, in a 1 month period. It's been a flip flop.
Yep.
And you know, and because we haven't talked to you guys about all this, you know, this morning we want to invite you to share your perspectives on what has been taking place, these earthquakes. And all that's happened in the meantime, you know, it was interesting that her campaign has been able to raise so much money and garner so many endorsements from across the spectrum.
Right.
And that's important. I haven't heard a single endorsement of the other candidate. Other than, I haven't heard anybody. You know, no labor unions, no nothing. You know, so she stepped into the breach and, you know, getting positive reactions to all that. But we'd like to hear what you have to say, okay? Because it's about those candidates. It's about how you folks perceive things. And you know, let's be honest, the other candidate is kind of at a loss on how to respond.
Right.
I mean,
unless it's sexism or racism, he doesn't know how to deal with this opponent.
This opponent, yes. And it's getting, you know, ugly, which was predicted. You know, President Trump, former President Trump, had an opportunity to speak at the National Association of Black Journalists convention, and that did not go well. In fact, he used that opportunity to attack the organization.
Right.
And Vice President Harris.
That's right.
You know,
a room full of people of color is not the time to weigh in on your racism, right? Read the room, man. Read the room.
So that didn't end up, that didn't go well. He had to be ended up getting rushed off the stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and but the NABJ has been challenged on this because they said, well, why did you invite him in the first place? You know, you know what he was about.
Right.
And some would argue, say, well, but you know what? Sometimes people need to see it.
See, right.
People need just to see it. And that was live and in color, that's for sure.
That's what journalism about is about, shining a light, right, on stuff. So they definitely did that.
So, it was an interesting experience. Made some very, very racist remarks about Ms. Harris. In terms of her ethnicity, still doing it. You know, they have nothing else. He has nothing else. So he's going to stick with tried and true. Was that reviving the Obama attacks?
Yeah. He hasn't said she wasn't born here yet, but he's probably headed that direction, right? I want to see a birth certificate. You know.
Let's see. What else is going on? Well, yeah, there's something very interesting occurred in one of his talks. He told a group of Christian supporters that, you know, they won't have to vote anymore.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about voting in the future. That's right.
Yeah. Vote this year, but after that, you don't have to worry about that.
That's right.
You don't have to worry about voting anymore.
Right.
I'm saying, well, what in the hell?
Yep.
Wow.
that's the thing with Donald, man. You give him enough rope, he's gonna slip out the truth that he thinks, you know.
So that's the thing. And now he's refusing to explain his comments.
Right.
You know, but there is no. How can you comment on telling somebody they won't have to vote no more?
Right.
You know, that says it right there. You know, well, what mechanism are you going to use to do that?
Yeah, I mean, even Putin allows votes. I mean, they're rigged, but even he allows votes. So Trump's going that next level up, you know.
The Project 2025 that we've talked about, that many people are talking about, well, the director of that effort stepped down, primarily because Trump knew how dangerous,
right,
or how volatile that is, or his handlers know how volatile that is. So they have been said they had nothing to do with it. And, you know, almost everybody involved in that has been involved in his previous administrations and such,
right,
over 140 people. So once again, another of the big lies, you know.
That's right. Trump, I know nothing. I know nothing.
Nothing. So, Schultz. All right. Well, anyhow, 202-588-0893. Community watching comment. Give us a call. Give us your thoughts about all of this. All right? Because we haven't heard from you. And we'd like to hear from our WPFW listeners about these things, because you bring forth a lot of different perspectives and a lot of wisdom. All right. Before we get started, I want to acknowledge it was good to see Johnny Eisenberg and Ayanna Gregory, the Gregory family, who came out to the homegoing ceremony of a very, very dear friend, Keith Silver, one of my buddies I grew up with in Southeast. Mm-hmm. Southeast, yes, indeed. And it was wonderful to see the expressions of joy and love and appreciation, you know, for this for my brother. So thank you, because he had a lot of friends at PFW, and me among them. So Keith, rest in peace, my bro. And it was good to be there, honoring your contributions to this community. Okay. All right, 202-580-0893. What's going on? All right, let's get to the phone. Good morning, caller. You on WPFW?
Morning, Ron, and good morning, Chip.
Hello,
there he is.
Rick calling from Germany.
Rick. Now, when Biden stepped down and all this stuff started happening, what crossed your mind?
What crossed my mind was they had to force him to step down. I hear so much talk about him being gracious, but they pulled the money out from under him, and they said they weren't going to sponsor him. So in that situation, he had no choice but to bow out. But, you know, It's Kamala's time, and I'm not deceived about that. She has a good start. She is a bright hope, but she is still only the president if she is elected. She cannot reform the whole of American government by herself. An American government needs reform. The Congress, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and the White House. The way we elect the president, the Electoral College, all of that needs to be reformed. And I also want to comment on the Secret Service. It is a shame that they set up that 20-year-old boy, that Manchurian candidate boy, to take the hit to make Donald Trump look like a sympathetic character to poor, entertainment-oriented white America. I think the Secret Service has its job ahead of them as they try to protect all of the candidates, and especially Kamala. I'm done, fellas.
All right.
All right.
202-588-0893. The Secret Service is under fire.
They are.
I mean, a lot of things fell through the cracks. And considering the volatile nature of this election, they have to be on point, you know? And so I guess that the scrutiny is deserved. And I mean, people don't resign for no reason. So, you know, and once again, as Trump escalates his racist rhetoric, you know, against Kamala Harris, you know, that poses a clear danger to that candidate. So it's, you know, sometimes the Almighty works in mysterious ways, as they say.
Right.
All right. 202-588-0893, community watching comment with Chip Jones, Ryan Pinchback. This morning, we're getting your thoughts about what's been happening in the past 10 days, because we haven't had a chance to hear your thoughts about these things, and because we had some preemptions. But today is the day, all right? And the news keeps coming hot and fast, okay? So let's get to it. We got some more calls. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning, Ron, Donna, Chip. How are you all?
Hey.
How are you?
Can you hear? Hopefully you can hear me clearly. I'm driving, but I have a headset on, so okay. Real quick, doing some housekeeping. So, I'm the sister that called right when the debate between Trump and President Biden occurred, and I said, you know, hey, it's time to take away the keys. I don't know if you remember someone saying that.
I do remember that. Yes.
Well, that was me. So because there's great juicy conversation going on while you're on hold, you can't hear it. So I said, you know, okay, I'll support WPFW as I always do. Go back to the archives. That show was an archive. And I think because that show was on an LSD day, I think you got switched up or something. I said, okay, mm-hmm. So you just hop to LSD archive. Then I noticed the LSD shows aren't archived. So I'm just asking, please, for two things. One, that hopefully, if it's within the budget, have it so people can hear the conversation while it's going on. And two, make sure that if you could archive the LSD conversations, because that show happened on an LSD day, so I thought maybe it would be headed under that show's category, but it wasn't because there is no LSD category. So...
Okay. Well, you know, our engineer is just letting you know that Community Watching Comment is archived. All the way back to June. And
yeah. But if you go back to that day,
the LSB show, we had some difficulties with archiving some of their programs because they mm-hmm. only happen once a month. But we've been working to get that resolved.
Right.
So we are aware of that. So right. The LSB show is where we're having a problem with the archiving.
Well, one of the other things in the mix is that we don't do the archiving. Yeah. Pacifica actually does the archiving.
Right.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I went to the heading, because I know you guys have your own heading. So I went to TV Watch and Comment, and I'm telling you, that date is missing. It doesn't exist. Because I gave you guys like a couple of, you know, days or weeks or whatever to see, well, maybe they just forgot to put it in or something. I mean, that date is not there. So I just wanted to let you know, and I'm sorry.
Our engineers, who's always on top of this stuff, says that one date is missing. So
June 28th. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So you know, there it is.
You know, but back to Biden. I'm glad that you know, with love, that we took the keys away, because I think it was greatly needed. And Kamala Harris, you know, I didn't hear what the conversation was, like I said, because I can't hear because it's Osama, because that's what's going on. I'm riding the fence because I'm a progressive. And depending upon her pick, I think Mark Lamont Hill said it best on Andy Goodman's show, is that, you know, people kind of treat the vice president like a green screen. They want to imprint their ideals and who she is onto her and her agenda, but that's not her. So, you know, I'm still trying to find out who she is and where her strengths and, you know, her ideals lie. Because I don't know if it's going to be a better country, especially for certain people, disenfranchised people, poor people, people with that melanin, with her in the White House. So, you know, I'm very torn, unfortunately. I really am. So I just wanted to say that. So thank you for letting me say it.
Well, thanks for saying it. That's why the show is here. So, all right. Well, you know, a lot of people may agree with you on that. You know, they're right. Still, you know, cautiously optimistic.
Right.
But once again, like the word is cautiously. All right. Now, she seems to be generating a lot of interest. You know, got Donald Trump shaking in his boots. You know, he doesn't want to debate her. You know, making all kinds of excuses. You know, but you know, we will see if that comes to pass.
Right.
That would be a telling.
Yeah, that would be a telling event. You know, because she's right. I mean, people are just now starting to get to know, or try to get to know, Kamala. So you know, she's late in the game on the election politics, because, you know, she hasn't been out there talking for herself, you know.
Right.
I mean, the upside is hopefully people will start talking about taking the keys away from Trump. I mean, and the stuff that he's babbling on now, it's like, okay, you know.
Yeah, he's once again, the truth is out there.
Right. And even his pick on vice president is telling, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can look back at videos of J.D. Vance when he was a teenager on Oprah, you know, spouting craziness and running that edge of racism and sexism, you know, so.
Hey. And like Maya said, when they tell you who they are, believe them.
That's it. Believe them.
You know, believe them. Don't try to put your hopes and aspirations into their conversation. Believe what they're telling you.
Because these guys, if you don't believe them, they'll tell you the same thing again. So it's
again.
Like, yeah, it's not like they're trying to hide it. You know, it's like.
All right, let's get to another call here. 202-588-0893, Community Watch and Comment. This morning, we're getting your thoughts about the events over the past 2 weeks. With Biden stepping down, Kamala stepping in, you know, Trump going crazy, you know, you name it. It's all,
right.
It's all
the release, the release of journalists from Russia, you know.
Yeah.
Do you think that was a good deal or not?
You know, I'm sure the families think that.
Oh, definitely.
People like Brittany Briner, you know, who was imprisoned there unjustly, you know, was responded by saying, hey, you know, after being through it, you know, you just don't know when you're sitting there in that cell and you, thinking about what you left behind and what you may not get back to.
Right.
All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. Thanks for your patience. You're on WPFW.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, this is Church. I just want to say I was talking, I got a note from someone who was a poll watcher, and it's very important that we all understand and know this. If anybody gives you a ballot and they put anything on it, a letter, a number, a symbol, give it back. Because if you vote with that, then they can contest your vote. And the Steelers in, they're trying everything possible to make it happen like that. So just please pass that information on. Do not accept any type of ballot that has been written on, because you probably will be
disqualified.
It will cancel your vote.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it won't take much. You know, there was an interesting article about poll training in Florida. The Republicans have a massive operation going on down in Florida where they're training these poll workers to be poll workers,
mm-hmm.
but with the
snap. Poll intimidators, right?
Yeah, you know. And so, when we talked about Trump's, declaration that people won't have to vote after this election,
mm-hmm.
Well, that's part of the plan, because you know what they're saying is that there are so many the Trump administration has been was so successful, the Republican Party has been so successful at putting these election deniers in these positions to essentially adjudicate the election,
right?
That they have to do is just gum up the certification process, and then we have a crisis, you know, and that's the plan. You know, that supposedly is the plan to not certify, use these right. fake electors and whatever to not certify the electoral results. And so, that's a, so yeah, the caller is right. Be aware when you're taking that, put down that ballot, okay? Verify your vote by all means. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW. Okay. So, it's interesting that the groups that Ms. Harris has been able to energize in the short time that she's declared her candidacy, across the board, independents,
mm-hmm.
Blacks, whites, young blacks, young whites.
It just indicates the thirst out there for something different. That's been the hallmark since the beginning of this, is why do we have two old white guys, as our only choices for president, And I think there have been hopefully a silent majority of people have thirsted for something different, and now they see an opportunity that, apart from us, China, Russia, Saudi Arabia, I think there's one other quote unquote industrialized or major country. Every other country has had a female leader,
Yeah,
Great Britain has had two, and Margaret Thatcher, whether you hated her or not, she ruled there for 11 years. How is it that we have never had a woman in power like this?
That's the question, because we. Theoretically, we're supposed to shed a lot of our voting inhibitions when Obama was elected.
Right.
These people hope that, this would open that opportunity. So, it's definitely time, You know, there's nothing, you know, there's nothing wrong with supporting a woman candidate.
Right.
There've been some good, some great women candidates. But once again, the country, you know, in many respects, just wasn't ready. But seeing how the men have messed this all up.
Right. They want to call Ms. Harris, a DEI candidate. It's like, as if you guys haven't been using race to decide and sex to decide candidates since time immemorial. You know, it's like this is just righting the ship. You know that they have corrupted. It's ridiculous. You know, and if this holds true with the way things are on Wall Street, you know, by and large, companies that are run by women with women CEOs actually do much better than companies that are run by men. So,
well, I tell you, it's time for a change. It's like you say, that thirst for something different, right. Something new, and you know, it's there. You know, the people are speaking, as they say, $310 million in less than a month.
Right, $82 million in a day. You know, in the first day.
Small donors. You know, and that's the other important thing. You know, these are small donors doing that. But anyhow. You folks, give us a call, 202-588-0893. Share your thoughts about the current events and where we stand. It's amazing that the other candidate has chosen the scorched earth policy after his encounter with being shot. He said he was going to try to be a nicer guy, but that went out the window. So now, you know, he's using race and ethnicity and everything else as a reason for not supporting, another American candidate, you know. So, but she says she's up to the task. She says she knows his type and, you know.
Yeah, we know his type.
Yeah, so for the American people, you know, is this a sugar high? Will the American people, you know, maintain that support? That's a good question. She has to pick a vice president next week. It'll be interesting to see who that selection is.
Mm-hmm.
There's several candidates out there. The leading candidates are, you know, all white males.
those are DEI hires, right?
Oh, DEI. There you go. All right, 202-580-0893. You know, DEI is like affirmative action. You know, that's what they use to justify getting rid of affirmative action.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that these people didn't deserve their positions. They were just given their positions because they were, you know, an ethnic majority, you know. So DEI just replaces affirmative action. You know, and you know, these folks don't want to own up to it. 202-588-0893. You know, what I also find interesting is that, you know, after saying that he would debate Ms. Harris, he's chosen to kind of shy away from that.
Right.
And, you know, would that help him? Would that hurt him? Would it hurt her? You know, I mean,
the people deserve
to know.
Right.
And he doesn't want to talk about it now.
He's probably just going with the, you know, that old rule that's like if, it's better to keep silent than open your mouth and be shown a fool, you know. So it's like, as long as he doesn't debate her, I think he feels that maybe he's in a better position than if he did debate her and he's shown up, you know, because which could easily happen. I mean, like I said, my thing about Trump's electoral politics is that this campaign is almost the same as 2016. It's all about the lie. You know, there's flood of people coming across the border, bringing crime. It's like, well, crime is down. You know, it's like, and the border, you know, that could have been resolved, except you gummed up the works and had them not vote for a bill that was bipartisan. So it's like, you have been a negative influence in this whole process. And if someone calls you out on that, then maybe it doesn't look so good for you.
Let's call it what it is. Ms. Harris is too sharp.
Right.
You know, she's not going to let that event go. You know.
Yeah. She's not going to let him slide on any of that stuff.
No. Well, I can hear it now. But anyhow, let's hope he does engage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that the people can get a fair assessment of where he is and where she is. 202-580-8893. Good morning, caller. You're on WPFW.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Tom in Ward 5. Calling to point out the Democratic Party is not democratic. They don't follow any rules other than what the capitalist funders and their power brokers tell them, to wit, the lies about Joe Biden. And now they discover he's unreelectable, so they switch him out. I'll just point that out. That's been exposed. Tulsi Gabbard showed the, you know, how they sabotaged Bernie Sanders, who took it like a, you know, like a cuckold, apparently. He allowed him. He said, I don't want to end up like Ralph Nader, so I'll let him do whatever I want for the sake of the Democratic Party without actually officially being a member. He probably pays dues, though. January 6th versus July 24th, the difference between a Capitol police stand-down in the face of a contested election versus a Capitol Hill lockdown to guard and protect a war criminal that is a bipartisan project. The Democrats and the Republicans are equally committed to the defense of Israel as a, you know, aircraft carrier of American imperialism in the Middle East, as well as it serves a few other things. Plus, it's its own regional. It's its own regional predator with appetites for the entire Levant, and shows at this point that the Zionist project is literally contemplating mass suicide in order to save itself. I've suggested in the past and others that the only real solution to a situation which two peoples claim the same land is socialism. Socialist Federation of Near East peoples would be a start, but of course socialism is currently discredited among the liberal elite. We were told this after the Soviet Union was destroyed after a 50 plus year campaign and no holds barred in terms of budget to combat communism. And now, you know, American imperialism looks around for enemies, and you know, they'll find one, believe me. DEI is not anti-racism. It, in fact, is diversion. When you can have the next CIA director is, you know, a trans male, you know, the Democratic Party would stand up and crow, I suspect. They've run advertising campaigns to recruit for the CIA from diversity. That's kind of weird, but okay. Anything
all right?
Yes. Finally, a class line needs to be drawn in this election. The Democrats and Republicans are playing a shell game. even if the working class votes en masse for a working class party, for example, Party of Socialism and Liberation, it's not really, that is an endorsement, critical support. Even if they do, I recognize, obviously, a Dems or Republican candidate is going to win the election. And, you know, the working class has to get over the fact that believing that the Democrats win and they win. No, the Democrats win and they lose, just like when the Republicans win, they lose. So we need to act accordingly. The Democrats are not lesser evil, and I suggested before, of course, they're doing what, like the Zionists, they'll do anything they can to save themselves, and, you know, this is their
right, yeah, I think you made your points perfectly clear. All right, 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller. You on BFW.
Good morning. Good morning from K-Town. Good morning, Ron. Good morning, Don. Good morning, Chip.
Good morning.
Was that Khalil on the...
Yeah, whatever. What was that?
I thought it was Khalil on the boards. It sounded like a familiar
face. Oh, it's Mike.
Mike. Okay. Good morning to him as well. Thank you, sir. Anyways, I apologize for taking your time. I'll try to make it quick. Don't have really much new opinion-wise to offer. Just going to tag along with some what was already said. I watched a comedian give a pretty good skit about that. I mean, obviously I knew, but yeah, no female leaders in this country ever. I don't think Kamala Harris or Hillary Clinton is the place to start. No offense, Democrats, but as the other caller said, democracy isn't really going the way that we want it to. I'm not going to talk about politics because nobody here is talking about politics. They're just talking about politicians. The policies of our foreign and domestic policy are the guiding principles of what's happening with our economy, with our decisions, our leadership, with the direction, with the dream, with whatever it is that we still call, with whatever we hold, because I believe everybody in this country, not everybody, but majority of people still hold on to some of that. And Jill Stein is probably the only choice to get us out of this genocide in Gaza. And I'm going to end by just saying that I hate to sound or condone conspiracies, but I mean, they said Democrats, Republicans, they said never forget 9/11. And I'm gonna use that against them, because let's never forget how they had warnings, how they funded these people, how they allowed them to transport throughout the country. There's a lot of stuff there, and everything that's happening in Gaza is just oddly similar to that entire thing. Am I making sense, gentlemen?
Well, I mean, the problem in Gaza, you know, has been there since the 40s. I mean, it's, you know, even Einstein said that this was going to create a problem later in life. That they I've said this before. I mean, the Palestinians are basically the Native Americans of the Middle East. Their land was taken away from them. And they haven't wrapped around their head around the fact that they're never going to get that land back. Like many Native Americans, they're going to fight almost to extinction, and they're going to wind up, you know, living on reservations in a country that they don't own.
I can't help but agree with you, Chip, but at the same token, like, if it wasn't Gaza, it was going to be somewhere else.
Absolutely.
Egypt. It's the policy. It's not Palestine. Am I making
sense? Well, but yeah, Palestine has a problem. I mean, it's here's the thing. Now, yeah, and this is what, you know, really, you know, disturbs me about media. There are tens of thousands of people, Jews over there in Israel, who are protesting against this,
right?
This stuff. You know, they wanted to stop too. You know, and you know, but for the warmongers, you know, want to keep the war going for profit, you know, for
power,
for protection, power, exactly. But the people over there, you know, if if you could see the demonstrations taking place against Netanyahu in Israel itself, you know, you say, why can't they understand? Why can't they just listen to the people? You know, so what is that? What was that old thing about the dog wagging the tail wagging a dog or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's you know, we're getting a skewed picture of what's taking place there, and unfortunately, the media outlets are guilty of perpetuating that. You know, it's like you know, when the 12 people were killed recently in the missile attack. All right, well, we're talking about 12 people. You know, what about the 50,000 or more? You know, that are, you know, once again, they're kids, women and children, you know, and, you know, they're being killed, but there's just not that outcry. And, you know, unfortunately, karma dictates that we will all pay a price for that. We will pay a price for that.
Mm.
So beware, y'all. Beware. What goes around comes around. Karma is real. You know? 202-588-0893. Good morning, caller.
Hello.
I'm sorry, is that me?
That's you.
That is you.
Okay. Hi. I have came in late, but I would like to give a shout out to Sheila Jackson Lee and Bernice Lee Reagan, just in case no one has mentioned that today.
Mm-hmm.
They were true freedom fighters, unlike mm-hmm. the newer mm-hmm. African American leadership or so-called leadership that's in office today. They are a disgrace to stand on their shoulders and just, you know, just have utter contempt for what they stood for. But I would just also like to say that whoever thinks that there was a democracy, the facade of democracy, that just went out the window with this latest thing going on with the Democratic Party. So anybody saying that there's a democracy in this country just found out that just went out the window. So
are you saying that because the party decided not to support Biden or?
I'm saying that because of how the whole situation went down. I think Genocide Joe has got to go too, but it was the donor class or the elite that decided. The other callers have talked about it. It was the way it went down. Now they're going to have like an online or virtual roll call, and just the whole, just previously, all the events that took place previously that that the majority of the people don't want Trump or didn't want Biden, yet the Democratic, you know, donor class or the elite continue to push Biden on us. And now we got this whole, you know, up in the air stuff going on with Kamala, and she's, and nobody wanted her in the first place. The only reason she's in the position she's in is because Biden chose her. So nobody wanted her either. That was obvious because she had to drop out of the primaries when he was running. And then the last time they all coalesced to get Bernie Sanders out for the second time, not to mention the first time what they did with Wasserman Schultz, what they all did with the whole Democratic committee did, you know, to try to get him out the first time. Then they did it again to him a second time, and then the whole primary process. This just proves that money is the thing that talks in this process. Not what the people want, but what the people with money want. and what they, and so that's, you know, if you don't have money, because even the people that are want to challenge her can't, because she has her coffers filled already. So so the whole thing about it is that this is a rigged process. And you know, it's not with the people. It's obvious from this whole process that's going on right now that is what the people want. I mean, excuse me, it's what the people with money want, not with the.
Let me ask you this. Now, in the situation with the Democrats, the delegates, those who have been were selected, you know, to go to the convention and cast votes. Had the opportunity to reject this situation, but they chose not to, overwhelmingly chose not to. They're saying that, you know, they're fine with the candidate that's emerging and have thrown their support behind that candidate, the delegates. Go ahead.
It's still a rigged process because it's what they want. It's not what the people want. If it's what the people want, Biden wouldn't even have been the nominee in the first place. Trump wouldn't be the nominee in the first place if it was what the people want. If it's what the people want, there would be no support for the genocide that's going on in Gaza. If there was what the people want, you know, I just heard that Biden just pledged some more support to Netanyahu, even in the face of him. And then another thing, the news media, they keep talking about how Biden was going down in the polls, but they're not talking about the reason why. And part of the reason is because of the opposition of the genocide and apartheid that's going over there in Gaza. So, I mean, the media is complicit with it also. So that's, you know, yeah, okay, so what the delegates put their support behind Kamala, and they could have put their support behind somebody else. It's not, but there's still a rigged process. It's what they want, not what the people want.
Well, how are you deciding what the people want? The people decide the delegates, right?
Because I'll tell you why I decide what the people want. Like I said before, it's the money. There are a lot of candidates that couldn't get the money and media coverage. There's a lot of candidates that couldn't get the coverage and everything and the delegates they needed because they didn't have the money, first of all. Secondly, I'm saying that because of the polls. The polls overwhelmingly show that or have shown that the people didn't want Biden or Trump. Yet how do they become the nominees? They become the nominees because that's what the donor class or the people with money wanted, not what we wanted. Nobody wanted Biden, but Biden lied because Biden he promised when he ran the first time that he was just going to be a transition. All we had to do was just get Trump out of there. He would be the transition, and we would get and that's all he was going to do. But yeah, he decided to run again anyway. He lied
because Trump ran again.
Yeah, no, and not only that, Trump no, he did. Again. He kept his word. He transitioned. He said that.
I don't have a number, so I'm getting out of here, for him to think that he's the only one that can beat Trump, that he is like the
other candidates had the opportunity to challenge, you know, and
the owner of Tesla. He said that he was going to put $45 million a month in the cost. So if that doesn't tell you that money is the thing that's running this campaign.
Oh, look, we're not disagreeing with that.
Well, if that's the case, then it's not the people who are choosing what's going on in this country. It is not.
Nobody disagreeing with you on that either, because these elections have been, you know, fraught with mistakes and media lack of media accountability. So no, nobody's arguing with you about that, but here we are. You know, here we are. Now it's decision time. So
nowadays, it seems like there's
I guess we just got to keep it pushing.
That's right. Keep it.
I guess a lot of it, from the way I see it.
Hey, Chip.
Things are still.
Talk to you next week, man.
See ya.
Lack of feelings.
All right. Good talking to you guys out there.
And how we relate.
The time is coming. Keep it exploring.
Hatred is a feeling, love is a feeling. Let's hate all that does not allow us to love. And we can do that.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Christina Onnested. Three newly freed Americans are back on U.S. soil after a historic multinational 24 prisoner exchange with Russia that involves seven nations, including Germany, Norway, Turkey, and Slovenia. The three Americans released are Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich, corporate security executive former Marine Paul Whelan, who are charged with espionage, which the U.S. denies, and Radio Free Europe journalist Alsu Kurmasheva, who has dual U.S. and Russian citizenship. She was convicted in July of spreading false information about the Russian military, accusations her family and employer deny. The three arrived at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland shortly before midnight for a reunion with their families. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris were there to greet them and stress the importance of diplomacy in securing the landmark prisoner exchange.
There's nothing beyond our capacity when we act together. Nothing. Remember who the hell we are. We're the United States of America. We put back together relationships with countries that we haven't had.
This is just an extraordinary testament to the importance of having a president who understands the power of diplomacy.
In all, Russia released 16 prisoners, including dissidents of the Kremlin in war in Ukraine, and 12 German nationals, or German-Russian nationals. Russia received 8 prisoners. 3 were held in the U.S., Germany, Norway, Poland, and Slovenia also released Russian prisoners as part of the exchange. Turkey hosted the exchange in Ankara. Al Jazeera's reporting: Hezbollah has launched an airstrike targeting Israel's military as violence escalates in the Middle East. This comes a day after Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah warned Israel of a large military response for its attacks on Beirut Tuesday that killed a senior Hezbollah military figure. In Qatar, the funeral of slain Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh is taking place as Iran is vowing to retaliate against Israel, which it blames for that assassination. Iran's senior leaders have also blamed the U.S. for arming Israel. The assassinations of Haniyeh and other top leaders of Hamas and Lebanon's Hezbollah mark a victory for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as Israeli forces continue the war in Gaza. But they've set off a scramble among mediators to salvage a ceasefire deal on the table and avert regional war. President Joe Biden late Thursday urged Israel to move quickly on the ceasefire. Biden said he's concerned violence in the Middle East could escalate and that the killing of a top Hamas leader in Iran has not helped efforts to negotiate a ceasefire. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign says it's raised $310 million, a record showing. Former President Donald Trump's campaign says it's raised some $138 million in the month of July. Harris delivered the eulogy Thursday for the late Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee, who died last month from cancer at the age of 74. Jackson Lee had served as vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and helped lead federal efforts to protect women from domestic violence and recognized Juneteenth as a national holiday. She also led the charge for reparations. The Biden administration says it's recognizing Venezuela's center-right opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the victor, discrediting the official results from socialist Nicolas Maduro's government, which has declared him the winner. Maduro, at the behest of allies in Colombia and Brazil to release tally sheets of election results, has asked the nation's Supreme Court to decide the accuracy of the vote count. The National Weather Service is warning of another large-scale heat wave impacting much of the lower 48 states starting today with dangerous heat. It's coupled with the chance of excessive rainfall on the East Coast. In the Northwest, record-breaking heat is forecast for triple digits. In the Southwest, monsoonal storms are forecast. Paris prosecutors have opened an investigation into online hate speech at Olympics opening ceremony artistic director Thomas Jolly and others who say they've received death threats, public